The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing, Israel carried out airstrikes in Iran last night as explosions were reported in the skies above the cities of Isfahan and Tabriz. But with Iran playing down the scale of the attacks, is this now a hope for de-escalation? Fawaz Gurgaz is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science and author of the book ISIS, A History, and he joins me now. Fawaz, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to the reaction to what happened overnight?
Well, it's fascinating that the Iranians are really downplaying, the strikes, the attacks. There is no clarity. We really have to wait and see after the dust settles on the battlefield in Iran. But the Iranians' response, quote-unquote, not a big deal. They're saying the attacks did not really originate from outside Iran. They were carried out internally, sabotage. Mm.
So is that a way of saying Israel did not invade our sovereign territory, but it was elements within the country, perhaps supported by Israel, that were responsible for this? Therefore, we don't have to mount that 100-fold response that we had promised.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's quite an accurate description of Iran's intent. But remember what Iranian leaders have been saying for the past few days. Any kind of attack on Iran will trigger a greater retaliation than their original attack, a retaliation against Israel. But the reality is, what we really see is that both sides want de-escalation. I think both sides are stepping back from the brink. It tells me that really the first round, how it has ended, with 1-1. Each one of them scored one goal. And I think the reality is this is the beginning of a long game, long confrontation between Iran and Israel.
Israel, if they did fire missiles in at Isfahan, they avoided any of the nuclear research facilities.
Well, look, we don't know whether Israel has fired any missiles yet or not. No one is saying that Israel has fired missiles. We're talking about drones, other drones that originated from inside Iran, because Israel has carried out sabotage before using drones, or somehow Israel fired drones from other places. And no damage to either the nuclear facilities in Iran or any major damage to military installations inside Iran. What this tells me, too, is that obviously the Americans seem to have prevailed over Netanyahu and the war cabinet not to escalate further. But the Israelis wanted to send a message of deterrence. And that's what nations do, Pat. Nations really prioritize prestige and, face-saving formulas. But at the end of the day, what we can tell so far, and it's too early, it seems to me that the first round of skirmishes between Iran and Israel, direct round, has ended, which is each side saying, we have won. Each side telling, because the Israelis are saying, well, look, Israel has shown itself to be forceful and powerful, quote unquote. The Iranians are saying, well, look, this is a petty, insignificant retaliation by Israel to the Iranian public.
So they are each addressing their own public, particularly to assure them that they have been the victor in this particular set of exchanges. The worry is, of course, that Israel may not be finished, that what happened last night is not the end of it.
Well, I think my take on it, it's the end of it. Because the Americans and many Western nations have been very forthcoming in calling on Israel not to escalate. And I take it now that the Americans and the G7 meetings in Italy will reiterate the same point. Look, Israel has its hands very full now. Israel is engaged in all-out war in Gaza. Israel has a major confrontation with Hezbollah on the Lebanese-Israeli border. The world really now is taking Israel to task. I mean, according to the United Nations, hardly any humanitarian aid has reached northern Gaza, we hardly talk about Gaza, a catastrophic humanitarian situation. So I think the world now is really trying to press Israel on Gaza, including G7, I hope, because what Netanyahu has been able to do is to really divert attention from the famine and starvation and the massive number of Palestinian civilians who have been killed and are being killed on a daily basis in Gaza.
Fawaz Girgis, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science and author of the book ISIS, A History. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.